The Gemara Masechet Sota Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph teaches us Hahu Almana Dava Be Knishta B'Shvivusei. There was an Almana who had a shul in her neighborhood. Even though she had a shul in her neighborhood, every day she would go and daven in the shul of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalos, Rabbi Yochanan asked her, Biti, is there no other, no shuls in your neighborhood? Amalei, to which she responded, by going to a shul further from my home, I get schar p'siyas, I get schar alicha. And based on this Gemara, Magen Avraham and Arachayim Simen Tzadik Sivkotna Chabez, and the Mishnah Brura in Simen Tzadik Sivkotna Lamedzayin quotes that Magen Avraham, says, V'm yesh tei bat k'nesiyas b'ir, if there are two shuls in a city, toiv leil k'rechayka, it's better to go to a more distant one, ki schar p'siyas yesh, you get schar p'siyas for going to a more distant shul. The Divrei Makil, Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Makil, and Chelek Hei Simen Yotes, in discussing this question of Schar Halicha, says, why is there specifically a point to dominate the further shul? He compares it. He says, if I would ask a shliach to do something on my behalf, and he could go to where he needs to go in a certain amount of time, and he chooses to go in a more roundabout fashion, and it'll take him longer, and it'll take up more mileage, is he entitled to get more pay, more expenses, because he chose to take that route? So he says that the Gemara Masechet Sota that speaks about Schar Halicha is referring to a situation where somebody always davened in a certain shul that was distant from his home, and now a shul was built closer to his home. So now he has a choice. Should he begin davening in this new shul which is closer to his home? Even though, as the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Pei Tes teaches us, there is an issue of Olam Yikva Odom Makom LeTfilosai, a person should have a specific place where he always davens, or should he continue davening? He should continue davening in that shul which is further from his house, or should he go daven in the shul that's closest to his home? And the Divrei Makil himself says, and one would perhaps suggest, that certainly he should go to the shul that's closer, because we have a rule of Emavir Malamitzvus. So how could you walk by the shul?
And the Divrei Makil in here holds that if you haven't established yourself in a shul previously, you should daven in the closer shul, because davening in a further shul involves a mavir ala mitzvahs. And that's what he says is pshat in the Gemara that we began the shiur with. If you look at the wording of the Gemara, says the Divrei Makil, the wording of the Gemara is that he itisadav alei beknisht b'shvivusay v'kol yoyma hava azla umatzle b'bei medrasha d'Rab Yochanan. Why does the Gemara focus on the wording kol yoyma? Says the Divrei Makil, it's only because of this specific situation where it was kol yoyma. It was every day that she was already accustomed to daven in that shul. The Shalos HaTshuvos Marshag, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Zayin, also discusses the Shaila and discusses the concept of Schar Halicha. And he says, at first glance, similar to what the Divrei Makil said, how can we tell someone that he has to take a longer route to shul than versus taking a shorter route? He asks, would anybody suggest, he says, that if you went to buy an esrog and you have a meicher esrogim, an esrog merchant on your corner, and you have one a number a distance away, would anybody suggest that there's a point to go to the one that's further away? So he says, certainly, there is no point of schar halicha. There is no point to go to the shul which is further away. He says, the case that the Gemara that we quoted speaking about is a situation because that was a better shul. It was a place, as the Gemara says, one should always try to daven in a makom Torah. So a Beis Medrash, a place where people don't just daven, they also learn. Famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, lo have a matzla el bei emude, heche de have a garse. Or, as we see in our sugyas, the concept of roiv am hadris melech. So, only in a situation, says the Marashag, where the second shul has a specific advantage, a better place to daven than the first shul, there's a concept of schar halicha, of going to that shul. And again, because it's a better place to daven, we need not be concerned with a mavirim ala mitzvahs. And the truth of the matter is, and that's how this comes into our sugya, into here in Masechet Zvachim, we could bring a raya to this approach from the Gemara Masechet Zvachim Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, based on the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hamahalik v'mokom shetzorach lahalik, if somebody walks in a place where he has to go, that's considered a halacha. And since that's considered halacha, a halacha, machsheva peselis, if somebody had a machsheva shloi lishma, if somebody had a machsheva pigel, that would disqualify the carbon. If, however, he walks in a place, says Rebbe Lezer, that he need not walk. So says Rebbe Lezer, then that's not considered halacha. So what do we see from here? That halacha, you could only get schar halicha when you're walking in a place where there's a point to daven in that place. There's a tshuva. And the Shas of Tshuvas B'Tzela Chochma, actually two Tshuvas, Chelik Dalit, Simen Yotes, and Simen Chof, that speak about this entire concept of Schar Halicha. The first question, as we've been discussing, and actually Rabbi Vad Yosef as well has a Tshuva on this issue, in Shas of Tshuvas Yichav Das, Chelik Beis, Simon test. The first issue that we need to address is the issue of Emavirim al-Mitzvahs. How can you even attempt to daven a shul which is further from your home when you're passing by a shul as you go there, and we have this concept of Emavirim al-Mitzvahs. So one teretz that the B'Tzela Chochma suggests, if the shul which is further from your house is down the nusach that you're accustomed to, has people that are better people to daven with, or it's a nicer shul, and therefore he could concentrate better, then you should daven in the shul, and that's when you'll have schar halicha.
Another concept, as we just quoted from the Marshak, is when there's a roiv am to daven in that shul. Or if, let's say, by davening in that shul, you'll be able to walk to a place that's better for you to walk, then daven in that shul. Otherwise, you have a problem. Ein mavir mala mitzvos. Another interesting point that he makes, very important point, is let's say the shul that's further from your home is a place where there's more shalom. The people get along better. So certainly you should daven in that shul. Another point that we quoted from the Divrei Malkiel earlier is if you already have established a makom kavua in the shul that's further from your home, and as we quoted the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Tes, the Kala Kaveh Makom Tfilosoi, whoever establishes a makom kavua for his davening, Elokei Avraham Ba'Ozroi, he's zoicha to siyata d'shmaya, so he wants to daven there. And therefore, even though you're passing by a shul, you could continue walking. Another interesting point that he makes is what about just the opposite situation? A person was accustomed to daven in a shul which is further from his home. He had no problem with Eimavir Mal Mitzvahs. Let's say there was no closer shul, or whatever the reason was. And then that shul that he always davened in moved closer to his home. So certainly, we would suggest that he doesn't have Schar Alicha. So the Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma says that since he was always davening in that further shul, so he showed that he's a person that's interested in Schar Alicha. But now the shul that he's accustomed to daven in moved closer. So therefore, he says, if that's the case, the Schar Alicha he'll still get. It's also interesting to point out, as we discuss this issue, that the Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma actually discusses another issue. He says, what's going to be the halacha if somebody lives next to a shul? And it's a very good shul. It's a shul that he's comfortable in davening in. So will that mean that this person, so he certainly should daven in that shul. Every reason points that he should daven in that shul. But does that mean that this person will never have Schar Alicha because he always davens in the shul that's close to him? So the B'Tzel HaChochma says like this. He says, and it bases it on our Gemara. He says, if the person, instead of the shul's across the street from his house, so instead of just crossing the street and going to that shul, he walks around the block. So he certainly can't get schar for walking around the block. Because who asked you to walk around the block? He says, however, once you walked around the block, and now you're not near the shul that you, now you're not near the shul, and now you're going to walk from that spot to the shul, even though you didn't really have to go there, you'll get Schar Alicha. And he brings a raya from our Gemara here, Masechet Zvachim, Daf Tezvav Beis, because in explaining the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that we quoted before, HaMahalach Mokum Shetzorach LaHalach Machshav V'Pshelis, so says the Gemara, Ketzer, Kibla Bechut, if you have the dam further from the Mizbeach, V'chnisa Lefnim, and you walk towards the Mizbeach, certainly, Zeh Hiluch Shetzorach LaHalach, that's something that you have to go, and that's considered Halacha. Kibla Befnim, but says the Gemara, you makabel the dam near the Mizbeach, V'tzir Lechut, and now you walk to the way from the Mizbeach, Zeh Hiluch Shetzorach LaHalach, why'd you go in the wrong direction? However, says the Gemara, what happened here in the Gemara? What happened here in the Gemara was that you started off near the Mizbeach. You walked away from the Mizbeach. You had no reason to walk away from the Mizbeach. But you did walk away from the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Bananas is further away from the Mizbeach, and you have to get that down to the Mizbeach. Says the Beleza, that's considered a halacha. So similarly, says the Betzel HaChachma, if somebody lives near Shul, and now he wants to get Schar HaLicha, he should walk a distance away from the Shul. For that he won't get any Schar. But now when he's at that new spot, and he walks towards the Shul, for that he'll get Schar HaLicha. Accordingly to what we just learned, I saw that the Shas HaTshuva's Torah L'shma says that if somebody could walk to Shul or take his car to Shul, certainly he should walk to Shul, so he'll get Schar HaLicha. Of course, not at the expense of coming late to davening. And even if he needs to take his car to Shul, he doesn't live near the Shul, he's rushed for time, the Paiskim suggests that he should try to park right, not right next to the Shul. Because at least if you park, again, not at the expense of missing davening or coming late to davening, but if you walk even a couple of steps, for every step that you take in walking towards the Shul, you will get Schar HaLicha. But in conclusion, it's interesting to mention that the Maral, in discussing this whole concept of Schar HaLicha, says that the entire concept of Schar HaLicha only applies by davening. And that's a concept that we actually discussed previously, that the Mashag and the Dibur Makil both clearly indicated that there's no Schar HaLicha by other mitzvahs. And he explains beautiful pshat. He says that why is there specifically Schar HaLicha by davening? He says Schar HaLicha is for... what is davening all about? And we've mentioned this in previous shiurim as well. Schar HaLicha is, davening represents that we're trying to get closer to Hashem. So, by davening, there's a concept of HaLicha, of coming closer to Hashem. But that's a concept that's limited to davening. It's not a concept that's applicable in other places, that the whole mitzvah is not a mitzvah trying to come closer to Hashem. But by davening, which the entire purpose and the entire avoid of davening and the entire kavana, as we've quoted previously, is to recognize that we're standing in front of Hashem. So any act that shows that we're coming towards Hashem is part of the davening, and that's why by davening specifically, says the Maral, there's an issue of Schar HaLicha.